Hi, this is comedian Liz Blanc, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Gigi Chick, presented by Above Below Entertainment.
Setting where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I am co-host Gigi Chick.
Today we have host of Drinks with Larry and one of my favorite comedians in the area who I need to see more of, Mr. Larry Courtney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're our Above Below Entertainment big brother.
I like to think cousin, but yeah.
Cousin?
Yeah. Distant cousin.
Oh, we look up to you because you guys have been like longer than us. So
really?
I think so, because you guys are on episode, what, like 43 now or something?
Technically, yes.
Okay. Yeah we're only on episode like 24 or some nonsense. Well, by the time this comes out, it'll be like 34 or something. But still, we haven't caught up. Like,
okay.
Yeah, you guys will be on like 60 by the time this comes out.
So. But we do, yeah, well, I guess, yeah.
It's silliness. Your default setting is people pleaser?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I am. I hate to admit it, but yes.
Well, what's funny is like, I love your guys' podcast. You guys need to listen to it. It's, Jordan really described it well as like, the morning show of Above Below Entertainment, but it's like
at night.
It's class and it's classy as fuck too. It's not like we're just gonna make fart noises and flushing toilets and say a bunch of sexist shit. Like they're very PC and like it's just fucking hysterical.
We do swear though. We are adults.
You swear?
Yeah, we swear.
You swear, and there's a
we are allowed to swear though.
When
you
anything
know?
Like even marginally borders problematic, like you leave that in, and you're like, whoa. Like, that's my favorite part of, like, the whole thing.
That's why I'm trying to please you right now, like, all your listeners. I'm like, no, no, we're okay. Like, you can listen. It's fine. Yeah, like.
No, no, no. It's good. Like, if you want something like, this, but a little edgier and a little less, like, topic specific, like, you should, everyone needs to listen to Drinks with Larry. Annie has an amazing theme song, and Gigi, you totally got to check out.
I know. I feel like I'm really missing out.
So it's literally, like, it literally sounds like
getting
a Nintendo
on this tomorrow.
Game. It's like, Drinks with Larry. Yeah. It's Drinks with Larry. They have a theme song. It's oh my so God. Good. And it's just like
you made a theme for my life.
Yeah, like, it was just, like, it literally just sounds like, doo, doo, doo. Like it's just very like Nintendo.
Well, and that's the other reason of People Pleaser because one of my friends made that song.
That's so weird.
And it was I did a show in Medina and I came home and we were all hanging out or whatever and he's like, hey, if you got a minute, I came up with a theme song for you guys. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, and he just starts going, it's Drinks with Larry RZA, and he starts humming it and I'm like, cool, can you like send that to me? Like, and I'm like sitting there like I can't tell him no.
Right.
And so he sends it to me and I start playing it for everybody. They're like, this is cool. We'll use this for a while, right? And then artist on Twitter found it.
Like an 8-bit.
An 8-bit chiptune guy found it and he goes, hey, I like your song. And he's like, can I add some chiptune to it? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I like chiptune. I enjoy it as a musical thing. Could I get any more Medina? But I like it a lot. And so he gave it to me. He sent it to me. And I was like, oh, my God. So he sent me one version with the vocals and one version without the vocals.
Oh, cool.
So my ringtone for my phone is the theme song.
Who's singing it?
It's friend? A friend of mine, yes. Okay. His name's Ryan. He's a big Nintendo guy, so he
is
like
he your,
lost it.
Is he your Patreon contributor?
No, okay. He's not one of them. No,
okay.
He's just
okay.
The one of three, yes.
One of three. I'm always trying to keep track because there's like five people on your show. And then, okay.
Yeah, we have five on the show, and then we get
Patreon.
Three
That's
patrons.
Really fun.
Yeah,
and then you guys have sponsors and shit, too.
We have sponsors. Well, the sponsors are, it was a brainchild of Jordan and I, actually. I told him my genius idea to get sponsors was you just start telling companies that they're your sponsor. And they don't pay you so that it just sounds like your show. And then you actually start to get sponsors.
That's amazing.
Oh, like your catfishing sponsors.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love
it. It's that whole fake it till you make it thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey. And
that
like,
is a really good
idea.
It
goes back to me wanting to make everybody happy. I'm like, hey, I'd love to talk about you on our show. Can we do that? And they're like, yeah, sure. I don't care. What's a podcast, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
You're like, exactly.
we'll talk about it.
You're like, well, you didn't answer my question.
Yeah, who listens?
Brilliant.
Who listens to you? I don't know.
Some people.
Exactly. People around the world. I don't know.
People. This cat over here listens to Brutus.
Brutus sponsors us.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm totally allergic to cats. And I didn't even ask because I don't want to be rude.
Are you okay right now?
Oh, I'm fine. I'll survive. Yeah.
I'm like marginally people pleaser too.
I've been surprised how many of our guests are allergic to cats. And they're like, I'm totally fine. I just won't touch it. I'm like,
he's
oh, God,
the
I'm scared now.
Cat in the world. Oh, you would have loved it last week. We had a random guest.
Or died. Either.
Gary Graham. who his default setting was chaos, and he was just telling us about how, like, literally all the worst things have ever happened to him in the world. And at one point, we're sitting here just talking away. This one, who has always behaved himself, jumps onto the table and lands on our cheese plate. And there's a sharp-ass knife.
Which the cheese blocks and the knife go just flying tumble through the air, in the air.
And I'm grabbing the cat so he doesn't die. And the cat's scratching the shit. Like, my arm is all scratched to shit.
I was more silent than I ever am. And I was just in shock, like, shit.
And you just hear me, like, oh, oh, God. Oh, no.
It was
good. Oh, do you have Mr. Bean on the show? What's going on?
Yeah, the cheese was just covered in black hair, and we were like, oh.
Yeah, it was bad. I rinsed off the cheese. It was expensive cheese. I could not let it go to waste.
I know.
That's why he's the sponsor.
Jordan's crushing up some Cheez-Its for him so he can eat those.
He can do whatever he wants.
As long as you don't jump on the table, I'm good at shit what you do, Brutus.
Brutus is currently representing what I wish my life was like.
Just having a million thumbs.
Being fed Cheez-Its and just coddled. And
just... Yeah, everyone loves him.
People
that was the thing.
Me.
He jumped on the cheese plate, and then we were all like, who's a bad boy? Like, all like giving him like part. Nuggles. I know, like, yeah.
We were just, that was so amazing. And Pete was like, he came out and said, in the four years we've been doing this, he's only done that. This is the second time he's ever done that. I'm like, of course.
Nice. Of course it would. Chaos. When you guys are sitting here, of course.
Chaos. Yeah. Okay, so when did you first realize that you're someone who tries to make people happy?
Probably back in grade school.
Okay.
When I would literally, like, I wasn't very cool. Not that
me
I'm
neither.
Cool now, but.
No, me neither.
And this isn't a sob story. I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah.
I've embraced.
On board.
I've embraced it. Yeah.
Nerddom. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But I always wanted to be nice to everybody to make them like me.
Yep.
So it's one of those, like, codependent type things, I would imagine, you know?
Okay.
So I was like, you are abusing me, but I want to help you.
Yes.
You know, type thing.
100%.
Help me help you.
Yeah. So, and then it also came from, I think, from a lot from my mom, because my mom, like, was really, like, a people pleaser,
too.
Like, it's always, yep. like, oh, my God, you don't have enough blankets, you don't have enough pillows, you don't have enough food, you don't have enough, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. But the weird part about my thing is that, to kind of get away from it, is I don't please the people that I'm closest with.
Yep, same.
Yeah. 100%. Like, I hear that all the time. People, yep. Like, I was telling people, like, I'm going on this podcast about people pleasers. They're like, you're an asshole. And I'm like... I'm like, nah, just to you.
You're not a people pleaser.
Yeah, that's. I think that's why I got divorced the first time. And,
me too.
Yeah,
you and I have so much in common. Yeah,
because I was sitting there and she's like, all you care about is your friends. And I'm like, but I love them.
Yep.
And
yep.
I want them to be happy and
yep.
everything. And
Yep.
So that's basically where it came from.
Oh my God. We have more in common than I ever realized.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you were growing up, was it like you felt like in order to make friends, you kind of had to just go along with the flow? Or
for them to like me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it was like kind of, and I would like tell a lot of jokes. Like that was pretty much, you know, I'd always tell jokes. I was the you know,
class clown.
Yeah, stupid. And but it was always like that. I was always like, oh, well, I can get more detentions than you, you know, and I'll make, or like a friend would get a detention and I'd get a detention, like so they wouldn't be alone, you know. It was like one of those things. Like,
yeah.
And then that's the other reason we started the podcast, because I was like, I like hanging out with all these guys.
Yeah.
Let's all hang out all the time and do something cool together and kind of, you know.
How do you know all those guys?
I grew up with all of them.
Even
except
Aaron?
Aaron is the way I met Aaron.
Okay.
It was like a weird Craigslist meeting.
Personal.
Love
yeah.
it.
Male
was
male.
It in a Burger King parking lot?
No, it was actually.
Jordan's just going to offer commentary randomly. Like throughout the episode.
Well, that's like now that all those sites are shut down, I can't make any new friends. So I'm like kind of in a bad spot
yeah,
right
what the
now.
Hell?
Yeah. I can't get any more guests on my podcast.
I spit beer all over myself.
Oh. The way I met Aaron was I just added him on Facebook because he was a local comedian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then I said, hey, do you want to come on our podcast? We were just getting started.
As a guest.
Okay. We didn't know what we were doing. So we just said, can you come on the show and just hang out? And he's like, yeah, that'd be cool. I'd never met him before. I had no idea. He showed up at my house. Everyone's outside smoking. And he's like, hey, is this Larry's house? They're like, yeah. And he just walks in and sits down. So we were finishing up one episode, and then he was coming on the next one, and he was just sitting in my couch.
Is this
like,
one of the lost episodes that you guys got rid of?
Yeah. Okay. The first one with Aaron is not lost.
Okay.
Yeah, the one before that was lost.
I think I tried to start listening to you guys from the beginning, and the first one that I heard was you guys were in Rochester. Like,
yeah, that's number three.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, number 1, 2, and 2.0, and 2.1, and 2.3 are gone. So. And a few in between there, so
okay.
Some of them get lost.
So okay, so Aaron's first episode is actually available for people to listen.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, it is, and it's really funny. We talked about him being a karate guy the whole time. And,
okay.
But and then we after the show we were like, hey, you're really cool. You fit in with us really well. Can you come on? And he just like clicked.
Aww.
So it worked. But the other guys I've known probably for 20 plus years.
So you guys grew up in Medina together?
All of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, can't get out. Yeah,
you're
stuck.
Just stuck.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But I don't want to leave anybody, so it's one of those things.
Are your kids
too.
In Medina, too?
My kids are in Medina, yeah, so everything's there. So
yeah.
My family's there, so.
Okay.
But I don't mind it.
That's good.
Yeah.
You mentioned like you work here though, like Cleveland proper. Mm-hmm. So is that like a bitch of a commute or not too bad?
No, it's not bad at all. Okay, I've been driving to Cleveland.
It's right off 71.
So, yeah, I've been driving here the whole time, you know, for 15 years. Oh, wow. Going to work and stuff. But it's funny. I listened to one of your earlier episodes, and I think it was John Armstrong was like, oh, I was getting freaked out what neighborhood I was going to and stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I typed it into Google, I almost said MapQuest. I'm so old. But when I typed it into Google, I was like, wait, that neighborhood's where I work. What is it? I thought I was going to like East 191st or something. Well, like, you know?
Also, John is black, and he didn't like peering in windows and being like, oh.
Yeah, that was a bad night for all of us.
That was a bad night because we actually had an Uber driver that we were pretty sure was trying to human traffic us.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was the human traffic.
Where's the airport? It's like, you don't need to know. Like, please drive us to our destination.
Sirens. You know, sirens? The gentleman's club?
No.
What was it called?
Secrets.
Secrets. That's Secrets. Right. Is that, okay, so is that a real place? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's right next to the big boy over here on Brook Park.
Is that on the Brook
Park still
Sleep
a big boy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
I was actually really bummed out. They had a kitchen fire a couple months ago, we were all like freaking out, like, oh God, is Big Boy gone? And then they reopened, and all was right in the world again.
The last time I went to a Big Boy was when there was one on Detroit, probably where like the Quaker Steak is now, around there. And you could actually smoke in the restaurant still. That's how long it's been since I've been at a Big
Denny's,
Boy.
Denny's, like goth kids, just like smoking and drinking coffee. And that's what we used to do.
It was just my aunt sitting next to me just chain smoking.
The Denny's.
Like, blowing it out. The Denny's. It's your burger.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Everyone always asks me where I live. And I'm always like, do you know Food Mountain, which is like off of State Route 13 in Belleville off 71? It's like a really steep hill and there's like a Denny's there. I'm like, yeah, we used to just go there and smoke till like 2 a.m. and wear all black and just like drink coffee.
Yeah, we thought we were cool.
That was IHOP for us in Steelyard.
And that's what I love too is listening to Drinks with Ari. Like you and I are the exact same age and it's nice because I don't have to feel like I'm like super
old. Yeah, Aaron's like, the baby on the show.
Well, what's funny is so like he and I were talking the other day about Code Monkeys because I'm also obsessed with Code Monkeys and you guys totally need to see the show if you can get a chance because it's really hard to find. It used to be the show on G4, which is now I think Esquire Network.
Yes.
Back in the day when Chris Hardwick was not problematic. Mm-hmm. And
right.
He.
Which doesn't surprise me that he's like that.
That is literally like the unanimous response. Like my boyfriend and I were both saying like we were reading this whole thing and the thing is, I hate saying this, Gigi and I have talked about this a bunch of times. I am not an insane crazy feminist and I think I take all these stories with sort of like a this is one side of it sort of thing.
Sure.
This woman straight up I was like I believe every word she is fucking saying right now about the whole emotional abuse thing. Like I completely believe it. And then there's nothing specific about Chris Hardwick that makes me believe that.
No, just look
it
at
just
him. I mean,
it makes
just
a lot of fucking sense. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but there used to be a show on G4 and it was called Code Monkeys and I think it was only I want to say it was one of those like Adult Swim shows where it was only like 15 minutes or something like that. But it was literally like 8-bit animation graphics and it was like a video game, but it was really just like South Park or The Simpsons or anything else where just everybody kind of ran around and there was like a plot and like all that shit. But then every once in a while someone would like fall into a well or, you know, like something random would happen and there'd be points or like, you know, just these things happening off screen. So Aaron and I were talking about that the other day and I was like, I actually used to have my ex-husband somehow downloaded like all the Code Monkeys episodes and put them onto my BlackBerry. And I was like, this is how old I was. I had a BlackBerry. And he's like, I had a BlackBerry. What are you saying? I'm like, we're old.
Yeah, I had a BlackBerry too. Yeah.
We are old. Like, so even Aaron admits to being like old enough to have a fucking BlackBerry.
I literally just thought, how can I find her all the episodes of Code Monkeys again?
Absolutely.
That's my problem.
New life goal.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. No. I know what it is. And believe me, he drives it in my head every week. Yeah, I gotta see it. Yeah. Larry, you see it yet?
It's so good. Like, I can't even express how good it is, especially when you're super into like 8-bit nostalgia stuff. It's literally like South Park, but like 8-bit graphics and people like
it's like Minecraft like bouncing
around. Like when they're just like walking over towards one another and the whole thing is amazing. So if no one's seen Code Monkeys, if anyone has tips on how to get Code Monkeys, please message us. We don't have a Gmail like Drinks with Ari. You guys have your shit together. That's the thing. You guys have a Twitter, you have a Gmail.
You make it.
Do you have a Facebook? You don't have Facebook.
Yeah, we have Facebook.
Did you
do a sunrise photo shoot?
That's what we did.
No, you know, I'm really jealous you did that.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Gigi's adjusting my mic. Because I was like, I don't even know how we came up with the idea. We were like, let's just do a promo shoot and let's do it like 90s on the beach theme.
Yeah, you had texted saying we were going to be doing it. And then you're like, well, the photographer said either like a sunrise or sunset would be cool. And I was assuming it was going to be Edgewater. So I'm like, well, sunrise, like no one's really going to be there. Yeah. So that would kind of be ideal.
Yeah.
But then I found out it was at Huntington.
Which was bananas because we got there. He made us get there at like 7, like on a Saturday.
In the morning?
On a Saturday.
Ew.
And so we had to be there at like 6:45 and there wasn't anybody there. To his point, there was well, like a group of people showed up around like 7:15. But there's nobody the in the way or anything. That was it. We go back up. We wrap the shoot at 8. We go back up to the parking lot. There were no parking spaces.
Really?
There were like 100 cars like at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It was one of those nice days though, right?
It was cloudy. Yeah. It was really overcast. Rain, but it didn't actually rain.
But it was such a fun day.
But it was bananas that like at 8 a.m. on a Saturday, like that many people were up.
Oh my God. I can only imagine the Facebook that morning. Just an early morning with the perfect family at the beach. Yay.
And Huntington's kind of like, I don't know, it's not as nice as it used to be. Like there was a lot of trash.
I grew up going to that beach and I was like,
we had to move like the driftwood off the beach.
And the condoms and the tampons.
Condoms and tampons.
You should have left them in though.
The circle of life was on that beach.
And then we had to run in the water. And so the pictures of me looking horrified while running the water are legitimate because I was just like,
my terrible face. Like,
what's on my foot?
There were so many photos where I'm like, why did I even agree to do this? I'm like the least photogenic person on the face of the planet. And the ones that we even ended up using aren't my, like,
she hates all of them.
I don't like them.
You just have to
like my
stop.
Face in them. But I was just like, whatever. I don't fucking care. Just,
we had to like compromise.
I look like a crazy person, but it's freaking hilarious.
Those are usually the best photos though.
But that's the one where he's like, could you do another run towards me, but maybe like splash a little bit more. And so like halfway through running, neither of us had splash. And all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah, we got a fucking splash. So I decided to just kick my foot and just drench Jess with ice
and
cold morning water.
And it's going in
water.
My mouth. And,
and so she's like, that's like a real reaction that she's having is like,
And then we were like, okay, we're done. Like, we're done now. We're just going to go get cholera quietly.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some shots.
I was like, breakfast.
Yeah, we went and got pancakes and it was all fine.
That's like a photo shoot. You need to sign up like a vaccine shoot before. Like, are you up to date on your MMR?
And all that. So yellow fever.
It's a dirty morning.
All that shit.
As I'm drinking a glass of Lake Erie water here.
No, P has good
that's
quality
from the filter.
Water.
Excellent.
He'll make you coffee with it.
Please.
Only the best here. Come on.
Okay. So you mentioned since you're at a very early age, you would do the whole people pleasing thing to kind of make friends. I mean, how far does it go? Like, I mean, cause this is something we kind of got into. Josh Morrow was talking about, he has like a level of helpful, like can people pretty much just be like, Hey, drink this. And you would be like, yeah, or like,
yes,
I mean,
yes, okay. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I've been maced. I lost a game, but I shouldn't have done it. But it was basically, we have this game of our friends we call Snake Eyes.
Okay.
And it's, it's basically
already.
You get two dice and you basically roll it and everybody makes a bet and you agree to that bet as a group. So you're basically like, okay, there's three of us here. We agree to this horrible thing that we're all going to do, but we're all in this contract together, right? So one of the bets came up was you got to get maced for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Right?
This is only a game that guys would play, by the way.
Well, we have.
Were there women?
Oh, yeah.
Glass ceiling shattered. Woo.
One of the girls on our show,
shut
Stephanie.
Shut it down.
Shut
Hannah down.
Yeah, she's a trooper. She's been in many, she's like, hey, the rules are rules. This is what happens, you know?
That's a fantastic attitude.
Yeah, because, well, I'll get back to that, but there's so anyways, there was only three people that wanted to do it, and then one person backed out, so it was only one person that was willing to do it. So, of course, I'm over there like, yeah, you know, I'll do it. What are the chances I'll get Snake Eyes? Now, if you ever want to play Snake Eyes, play with me, because I lose every time. I've had to run in the rain naked while getting pelted with beer cans. I've had to, I've had to drink hot sauce while getting kicked in the crotch. Like, it's... Yeah.
It's
stupid.
Man.
You think we're like frat guys, but we're not. Like, we're like guys that are just trying to be like
nerdy
just idiots. Yeah, it's just, it's not even like we're cool. We're not taping this. We're not sharing with anybody. Yeah. It's just stupid.
It's just for fun.
Yeah. Like, we've had ones where you like,
who's to know but us?
Yeah.
You have to stand against a garage and get hit. Everyone gets to throw a dodgeball at you three times and you can't move or block. Like,
Oh, God.
I know. Yeah,
These are the five guys and Stephanie from the show.
Well, these are all people over the years and assorted others. Yeah. So anyway, so I got maced, and that was basically because I felt bad. The other guy was like, "Oh, I don't," and I'm
that's
and
really
of course
nice.
I lost it. And I was like, "That was the worst thing I've ever done."
Oh,
and
no.
Like, yeah.
So was it mace or pepper spray?
I think it was pepper spray. I think.
The thing is, I've never had either, but I've heard like from people they're like pepper spray is worse than mace, and I don't know why.
Whatever it was, I could still see who was spraying
you
me for a good five seconds before my eyes shut. So I'm like, if you're gonna do that, spray it and run.
Okay.
Because that person can see you.
Okay.
Like, I got hit with it, and I was like, you son of a bitch.
See, it was productive. Now we can all, it was a learning lesson.
Exactly. See, I'm helping everybody.
You son of a bitch. All right, so if you pepper spray people at home.
And don't wear contacts.
Spray and run.
Spray and pray, yeah.
Don't
basically.
Be a hero.
Don't be a hero.
Spray and pray.
We don't need heroes.
I need a hero. Oh, my God. Okay, so how did this translate into your between childhood, like adolescence, into adulthood?
Well, I just started noticing it more.
Okay.
And my girlfriend points it out to me all the time.
Okay.
Because it drives her insane.
Okay.
She's like, why do you say thank you to everybody?
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm being polite. She goes, there's a polite and there's you just being an idiot. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Like, for example, every time I get in an Uber, I like profusely thank the driver for picking me up. And
that's
she's
really
like,
sweet.
I know it's sweet, but it goes on. And the guy's like, and whoever's driving me is like, okay, I got it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting
like,
paid.
I'm like, how's your day going? They're like, it's fine. How's yours? And I'm like, oh, you're an Uber driver. Your day probably sucks. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Are your parents like that at all?
Yeah, my mom is. Yeah. Constantly.
They're in Medina too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And my dad's a lawyer, but he's a little rough. But
I was going to say, lawyers, yeah. She and I both work for lawyers. Yeah. So, yeah. They're not nearly as nice. Yeah, no. I mean, there's nice lawyers, but they're not nearly as like, well, thank you.
Well, no, because they're more like, I've seen every horrible thing in the world, and I am just desensitized to everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys on our show, he's actually, I don't want to say which one, but he's actually like a lawyer type.
No shit.
Magistrate type thing.
Oh, wow.
So we can't say his name.
That's
like,
funny.
But yeah, he's like, so he likes to come on there and he's very matter of fact. Like he kind of keeps us in line because he's more
of a.
Yeah. So him and I are very good friends because it's like.
Have a good balance.
Oh yeah. Like oil and water. Yeah. He's, he'll tell me stuff like, Larry, you don't need, why do you have expectations and things? And I'm just trying to be nice.
Why do you expect?
Don't be a sucker. Yeah. Never have expectations.
He's like, why are you get let down by people? I'm like, because I let them in my heart. I don't know.
Well, that's sort of the, I guess that probably adds to a little bit of like the anomaly of like, and it's not even an anomaly, but like, I think normally if I were listening to a show where it's a bunch of dudes all just talking about random subjects and like laughing a lot, I immediately am just like, click.
Yeah.
But I'm compelled to fucking listen to your show.
Well, I appreciate that.
And it's funny as fuck. And the other thing I want to say, it's like I quote you guys regularly because at least once an episode you have a thing that like resonates with me. The thing that I've been harassing them about this week because it's culturally and news relevant is Space Force. Yeah. They just started going Space Force, and this was like back in like March.
Yeah,
they were just like Space Force, and so now every time the president talks about Space Force, that's all I hear is like Space Force.
Yeah, we had a lot of people on Twitter like going like, dude, you guys already did this. What's going on? I'm like, I didn't know. Like,
Space Force.
We were so excited because we're at that stage like where we have enough episodes now where we can go back and be like, yeah, we can replay episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
But we could totally play it off like we already knew what we were doing.
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah.
We totally had this laid out. Like we saw
had a
this
plan.
Coming. Yeah.
I was like, please make a ringtone or just any kind of like soundbite. Yeah.
That is
like,
coming.
Space Force!
That is coming for you, Jess.
Yes,
we have
Space
that made.
Force.
Yes.
The Space Force. And then I quoted this a couple episodes ago. Somebody on your show referred to Trump as retarded Reagan, and I fell out of my seat. I fell out of my chair and I cried for like 5 minutes because it was the funniest thing.
Yeah, we think Reagan has a higher standing.
It's like Reagan is bad, but this is retarded Reagan. Yeah. Like,
we don't like to go political because it alienates people, and the people pleasing thing. I don't want to piss anybody off. But I have had like random people, like, I have read random people in Medina, which is a pretty Republican city.
Yeah.
Come up to me like, yeah, listen to your show and it's pretty cool. And I was like, oh, okay. And I know who this person
like,
and I'm like, oh god.
Backing
I'm
away
about
slowly.
To get. I'm like, oh, okay, they're like yeah, it's like bar talk
me?
And stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Keep listening, But I'm like, okay, yeah, you want a shirt, a hat, don't hit me. Like,
please don't punch me in the face. Please don't do it.
I'm like, I'm nice, I don't care.
Are kind of all of you collectively kind of people pleasers, or do you just find yourself keeping other people in check, or like how does it?
I would say I am. I definitely Aaron is to a point.
Okay.
Brian is, yeah, okay. And the other ones, yeah. Everybody is. I would say not Daniel. No, Daniel's an asshole.
He just says whatever.
Yeah, no, he's
is he
an
the
asshole.
One that hates tattoos on women?
That's Brian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hates tattoos on women.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he gets very. Yeah, he goes on rants once in a while.
He's like, women with tattoos aren't hot, and I was like, I want to offer up some images of myself, but I'm not going to do it. Jordan has something to contribute.
Please say something.
Yeah, please contribute. Please.
I was the last episode of Drinks with Larry that I was on.
Chris Paul was on.
Brian was there. We were recording live at a restaurant, and Brian was there. He didn't say anything.
He's throwing a hissy fit.
He was not.
Mad?
Yeah,
we call him Angry Brian.
He was in a bad mood.
Oh,
so.
No.
But yeah, I'd say I love both of them. But yeah, Daniel and Brian, I would not call people pleasers.
No.
Not even a little.
Brian's nice to his friends.
Well,
but he's not nice to people he doesn't know.
I mean,
know.
That pisses me
opposite.
Off, and I don't even have tattoos.
Yeah,
I
well, he was getting
but
a lot of women.
I strongly disagree
with
that
statement. Women with tattoos are gross, and I really wanted to be like, I'm not going to send them these shots, but I do think that there's something to be said for women with tattoos.
You should have.
Yeah, see, that's next time.
You should, absolutely.
I'll send some emails with, like, Like, I'm just going to send these. Like, no, honey, it's okay. These are for a podcast.
You
it's
called
like, fine.
A, you, yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Someone's calling you down.
Don't do that.
Like Adam be like, why am I taking these photos?
There's five guys in Medina that need these. I just it's just I don't want to talk
understand.
About it.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all fine.
I'm trying to prove a point.
I'm trying to prove a point. It's all fine.
I'm an independent woman, damn it. I can do what I want.
I'm an independent woman.
Well, no, our show though, like you said, it's not there is five guys, but we touch on female stuff. Like
Absolutely.
We had that whole episode with my sister-in-law actually came on okay. And she's a you probably didn't listen to it, it's an earlier episode. But
it wasn't the one where she was a landscaper. There was like the lesbian landscaper you guys.
No, that was different. That was totally different.
Okay,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
No, that was the this was the one. It was like she's a I can't what's the word? She's a vagina enthusiast.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
All right. So Yeah.
So she travels across the country and like teaches people about women about their female hormones
okay.
and health.
No,
and
wait,
stuff
is
like
this
that.
Also because?
Oh, it's gonna be like me too.
Yeah, exactly.
I was saying, is it also because she's lesbian?
No, no, she's married to my brother.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
She's just like really
see,
into
I would
like
describe
yeah.
vagina enthusiast as like bisexual. Yeah. Like I'm a vagina
yeah.
enthusiast.
That's why I
like,
said
yeah.
that. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm sorry, but you know,
vagina educator.
But that was an interesting episode. We wanted to bring her on because we're like we had questions. We don't know. I mean, we're gonna be the first ones. I don't know. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, and that episode got a little weird, but Aaron went a little crazy. I don't.
Okay,
yeah.
So that was the one. Understandably so. I heard the follow-up where you guys were like yelling. Was it Stephanie and somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephanie and a friend of ours, Gwen, who's covered in tattoos, who actually she approached
oh,
Brian
Lord.
After the show and said, "Hey, asshole, I've got tattoos and I'm think I'm pretty attractive." So Brian, he got a lot of flack for that one.
That's
what did? How did he react to that?
Like
in
like
the
how
moment.
He does a normal perfect. He just walks away. Like he's very like he's talks
the quiet
a lot on the show,
type.
But he's very
yeah.
introverted. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
Sometimes those are the worst, though.
That's often the case.
The
you can
shell,
talk
yeah.
a big game until like you're actually confronted.
Oh, man.
Who's trying to smash the stink bug this last week?
That was Brian.
That was Brian.
Yeah.
He's trying to smash the stink bug with
actually,
a chair.
I've never been so excited to listen to a podcast.
It's
really
than
it's
I am right now. I'm
it's
not going
to you should listen to it. I mean, honestly, like, occasionally, and I mean, to be completely blunt, they are fucking hysterical.
Well, thank you.
They're one of the funniest podcasts, I think, and they appeal to everybody. Occasionally, I will fast forward through some of, like, the Marvel stuff, because I'm not big into that.
Yeah.
But again, it's niche. You know what I mean?
And I won't
mm-hmm.
fast
sure
forward to
shit,
it.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah, and so you're into Marvel.
Oh,
shit.
No, we go
like,
deep.
I don't, like,
we
yeah,
go
they go deep. And like, that's the thing. I just don't
deep.
Understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So
okay.
it's like, this is only interesting if like I've watched the movie or like I'm into this stuff.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's, again, not to say anything against you guys. It's
oh,
just
oh, no, that's the way it
content.
Is. That's how podcasts are. I mean,
yeah.
But
parts
honestly, as soon as I get to something where it's like general interest, I'm like, this is hilarious. Like, I will cry. Like, I will actually cry. It's so funny.
Now I'm just thinking, I'm like, well, just listen, so now I need to cut back on the Marvel stuff.
Please don't.
Listener.
Please don't. I'm literally
That's
a minority. That's the thing. I'm the only person who hasn't seen Daredevil 2. I haven't seen any of the
Daredevil
Marvel
2.
Movies.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2.
I didn't
that's
see
right.
it either.
That's
why Aaron
Deadpool.
Ruined it for me.
Yes. That's the thing. They'll do a lot of spoilers. They'll talk a lot about
oh,
so
yeah. spoiler alert.
The stuff.
No, we don't do that either. We just start talking.
Yeah, they just start talking about it. But I'm furthermore trying to promote this to anybody who actually listened to this because my boyfriend is insanely into DC and Marvel everything. So like I'm trying to encourage him to listen to your guys' stuff too. It's very good. I'm just not. My problem is I don't watch movies or TV in general because I'm so fucking stupidly busy and always studying up on
you
like
are very
comedy
busy.
Shit.
You're extremely busy.
That's the problem, and I feel bad. People pleaser Jess.
I do.
Yeah. It's like I feel badly because I don't watch enough of this stuff to be able to relate to others, and I want to be able to get on board.
Where
with
Where do
that.
You find all the time for this?
I don't. I don't sleep. I
you don't,
sacrifice
I,
sleep.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I sacrifice
sleep. Yeah, I need sleep to function.
I sacrifice sleep, and then I drink a bunch of caffeine, and then caffeine makes me want to murder everybody. And I'm actually very surprised. I'm knocking on wood that I haven't murdered people yet. Because,
good to know.
I'm actually good right now.
The night is young.
I've actually started scaling back in the last couple weeks. And I've switched to alcohol because she can attest. I quit
always,
drinking.
That is the
I
best way to handle
I quit drinking for
things,
like the
yes.
month of May, and now I'm back drinking again. I'm like, oh. Jesus, this is like yeah. I can skip caffeine
free
as
love.
Long as I'm drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
this
yeah,
is fine.
No,
like,
you know how that so starts. Good. Just taking the edge off.
Yeah,
and then,
no,
yeah.
and that's it. As long as something, because that was the thing. I'm skipping caffeine and alcohol. That's a bad combination. You should pick one or the other. You should never do both.
Why not both?
I always no, get sad like, when I get terrible out. Headaches.
Yes,
like when I on like a morning. Like usually it's a weekend when I wake up late and I haven't had coffee like I normally do, and I'm like,
yep.
Oh, my head.
100%.
Like, shit, I hate that I'm addicted to caffeine.
And that's it. Like that. Either like I need something to take the edge off the fact I haven't had caffeine, or I need caffeine to take the edge off the fact that I haven't drinking. And when I was doing neither, like that was murder territory.
Like alcohol, I could live without,
I got
honestly.
High a lot,
but I enjoy it because it like makes me even more chill and just I like love everybody
right.
even more. It like opens like it's just weird. But caffeine, I like. That's my prime motivation
it.
To like go downtown in the
exactly.
morning to like get out of my bed. It's like I have one iced coffee and that's it.
Yep. Interesting. 100%. And yeah. You were a barista, so all of them are like.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So. Sure.
Yeah. Nope. Coffee all the way. Are you a caffeine addict?
That's the thing. I drink a lot of coffee. Like, I drink, I had a cup of coffee before I came over here, and it's like 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah.
I drink it all the time.
Me too.
But I like it.
Me too.
And it doesn't affect, I think I have like, I'm more.
Chill?
No, not chill. I'm heavily medicated.
So. Oh, yeah, me too. Yes,
Chill's not the word. It's more, it's more Prozac-y.
Yes, me too. Prozac-y. Yes, 100% that, yes. That's why I need caffeine, because I need the Prozac.
Exactly, yeah. I know. Prozac. And then you mix the caffeine with the Prozac and the alcohol, and you're like,
oh my God.
And now I'm just a, then all of a sudden I'm girls wait, or what is it, ladies night wait, or what is it?
Girls trip, or.
White girl wasting.
White girl wasting.
Oh, for sure. That's the thing. Yeah. Sprinkle some pumpkin spice on you and call it a day.
Yeah. All right, so you said you were married.
I was married, yes.
Okay, so when you were transitioning from, like, adulthood into, like, your relationship that evolved to your marriage, was there people-pleasing? Was that a part of it at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so you were just straight up just like, I don't
know. I was in college at the time we met. Yeah, okay. We met in college, and then we got married really, really young.
Okay.
And then, I've actually been divorced for 7 years now.
Wow.
Or 8 years, I think.
And you're the same age as me.
I know.
That's crazy.
Well,
you got your shit together probably fucking faster than I did.
Oh my God, no. No. No.
So he was like, oh. Hey, he was shocked.
Like, you
that.
Think our show's like well put together? No.
I think it's hilarious. No, that's the thing.
It's a facade.
That's the thing. Like, yeah. You guys, I mean, okay, don't so there's a lot the of curtain. Podcasts in the Above Below Entertainment Network, and we're all very great in our own way. But you guys have high production value, which is not always.
Well, I appreciate you saying
like, local podcasts. So
really?
You guys seem to have.
I do all that.
Some semblance. Do you really?
I do all of
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
That's my
See,
thing.
See, I pay Pete to do all this shit. I can't
wish.
Even do this.
No, yeah. The guys on my show are idiots. They don't know how to use computers or anything. Like, and I'm like, could you guys like update to Facebook once? Like, I do all of it.
Just
I do,
post something.
I do all the Twitter. I do all the editing. I do all the interview setup. Wow. All the scheduling. I run the board.
Those
I set
jokes.
The phone calls up. Yeah, I do everything.
Get it together.
Yeah, but the nice thing is that I can't be replaced.
It's so, true.
Because they could find another Larry.
Well, your name
they
is
could find
on
another
the
Larry.
Fucking podcast, which is another. Well, I always love when you and Aaron are like, it's Drinks with Aaron. Like, you just start
No, it's
that.
Not Aaron.
No. All right, so did that just all fall by the wayside completely or just specifically to your relationship as far as?
Just to personal relationships.
Okay.
And my girlfriend, when I told her I was doing the show, she was super excited about it. She goes, can you please go on and tell them that you are not nice to people that are around you? And I'm like, yes, I will gladly publicly put that out there.
Yeah.
She's like, I will sit there. We'll be in situations where I am making the waitress or waiter's life much more comfortable than like hers. I drive her nuts. Like, she's like, well, I want to change this on my menu. I'm like, if you do that, you're going to embarrass us. And she's like, I'm not being mean. I just don't want this on my omelet. I'm like, now they're going to have to go back. And she's like,
we're going to have poop in our food.
Yeah. She's
Keep
like,
your
that's
mouth
their
shut.
Job. And I'm like, I know, but they came back twice. And I feel bad. And like Uber drivers, I'm like, I'm sorry I made you drive all the way out here. He's like, okay, I don't really
My
care.
Job.
Yeah,
I'm just
like,
charging you accordingly.
Yeah, he's like, how are you? I'm like, I don't know. So I did all this. I'm like, pizza, I tip, over tip.
Yeah, me too.
Constantly. Yeah.
I'm definitely an over tipper. Sometimes I'm like, is that where my money's going?
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't download those apps that tell you where your money's going.
Oh, I tried to do that and then I was like, shut up. Don't tell me what to do.
I'm like, I don't like you anymore.
I don't want to know.
That's the only stuff like that. It's like in my kids, obviously, I take care of them.
No, so that's a good. I mean, to that point, that was kind of the next thing I wanted to transition into. So, how long were you married before you started having kids?
Good question.
I don't know.
Don't remember.
How old are those bastards?
I think it was five.
Five years?
Six,
really?
Five or six,
okay, so
yeah.
It was a minute. Okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, we were living high on the life for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great, and then. And then they came along, and life got even better.
Okay.
That's what it always does, right?
Question
it gets
mark?
Better, yes.
Better-ish.
All right, how old are your kids?
They are 8 and 9 this year.
Wow!
I know, yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel so I've done nothing with my life.
And they love my podcast, too.
Aww.
And,
they listen to it all the time?
No, God,
okay,
no.
I know they like the song. You told me that they sing the song.
They like to sing the song. They want me to make Drinks with Larry shirts and hats with milk bottles so they can wear them to school and show their friends. So it's kind of cool. So
That's adorable.
Yeah, they tell their friends that their dad's a world-famous podcaster and comedian. I'm like, you keep telling people that.
Damn it.
Yep, keep it going.
Now I want to hire some kids to be my kids.
Yeah,
it's great
marketing. It's great marketing, yeah.
That's fantastic. So do you have them pretty close together, 8 and 9?
Oh, yeah, they were Irish twins, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were like, they're
within 365 days?
Pretty close, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, pretty close.
That's bananas.
But I grew up in a big family, so that's how we kind of, yeah.
So it wasn't unusual for you to be like.
No.
Yeah. Do you have like a bunch of brothers and sisters?
I've got two brothers and three sisters.
Wow.
And we were all born between the years of 1980 and 1990.
Wow.
So, yeah. There was nothing to do in the 80s, apparently.
There really wasn't,
Well, for
though.
The Irish, there's
yeah,
just never...
nothing. It was no beating cable and
fucking.
And heat. Yeah, beating, fucking, and drinking.
What we
that's
do,
all.
Yeah. It's our thing that yep. we do.
But that's also, you know, it came along like... but, like, yeah, yes, my brothers and sisters, I'm probably... I'm nice to them, but it's yeah. like I'm more... I guess my thing is more random strangers.
Okay.
Like, I just don't want to...
offend.
Impose myself okay. on people. Like, yeah, so it's... Maybe that's where that comes from. That's,
is it, like, a mentality of, like, when someone close to you, you're like, yeah. They can't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, they like me.
Yeah.
I already have them.
Yeah, yeah.
So right.
Did that build sort of a source of resentment amongst, like, people that are close to you at any
Yeah, just the relationships that I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. That's
yeah,
what it's turned
like,
into.
You don't ask me.
Yeah, all you care about is your damn friends, or all you care about is this yeah. and that, you know. So one of those things.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Is it one of those things that you... know that you're just kind of like, that's like your thing, or like, do you eventually want to change it, or have you accepted it? Or like,
I'm putting boundaries down.
Okay.
I'm starting to be healthy.
Good.
And put down boundaries.
All right.
They are not self-imposed boundaries. They are a list of boundaries that I've been told to put down.
That's fantastic.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, she's my spirit guide.
How long have you guys been dating?
About a year after I got divorced.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've been together for a while. She's actually helped me out quite a bit with the... support and podcasts
good.
And comedy and stuff. She doesn't awesome. Like listening to it because
no.
she's like, I have to listen to you all the time.
That's
like,
true.
I'm
never
good.
Listened to my boyfriend's podcast yeah. either, like ever once.
Why? She's like, why? I don't see
do
what's interesting.
His yeah. podcast is 3 hours and they do it every week. And
3
I'm like,
hours?
Does anyone listen? And he's like, I don't know.
He
we
could easily
fun.
Talk for 3 hours
he
about
can.
Anything, though.
He
that's
can.
A,
but I was like,
insane.
the thing is, it's kind of like a edit or a director's cut of your guys because he'll just talk about Marvel movies or Star Wars.
Like, Jess had
or,
to cut him off when he
I
was
did.
On our podcast. She was
I
like,
did.
So, anyways, enough about you.
Oh.
He's on the podcast and he starts getting into like his health history. And I was like, okay, yeah. we're going to wrap this up now. Everyone's going to find out what STDs I have. Yeah. And I don't really want them to know about that. So we're just going to wrap this
and
up.
And I was like playing like Dr. Oz. Like, tell me more about that anxiety pain that you feel.
So what is this focus?
It's not actually
speak of?
About anything. Like,
so it hurts when
you
do what?
Did you have anxiety because you're afraid you weren't going to get the ticket? Or was it the person in front of you was doing something? No, it was neither of those.
I was just angry.
I was just trying to
like.
Was, like,
baffled.
I was so baffled. I was trying to figure it out.
Okay, so you are doing it because you want to improve the current relationship that you are
yes,
in.
Yes, and I also I'm starting to realize that yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying
yeah.
as fuck. Like okay. I'm like, why am I? And it stresses me out too because
okay.
then I start to like get worried about it. I'm like, why do I care what this? I'm like, yeah, you should be nice to people. Like that's
yeah.
a general. You don't hear that a lot from you know
limit.
Most comedians are like, oh, you just yeah, just be
fuck
yourself.
People.
And yeah. Like that Jordan guy, like, yeah, I'm a badass.
That
I don't, yeah.
Jordan guy.
I don't give a fuck about anybody. That
give
you know,
a
that's
fuck.
Not me though.
Not you.
Not me, no.
You give a fuck.
Yeah, sometimes.
how long are you doing comedy?
A little over 2 years.
Okay.
I don't do it as much.
I think you and I talked about this briefly.
Yeah,
once,
I don't so. Do it as much as everybody in Cleveland does.
Okay. Just because the distance or
the distance,
kids and the
just, yeah, the distance, kids, podcast,
yeah,
job, life.
Shit,
yeah.
yeah.
So I host a show once a month in Medina at the
okay.
Corkscrew Saloon.
That's right.
Yeah, I do that every month. That's a great show.
I want to come down sometime.
Well, you should. You should definitely come down.
Yeah.
It's once
road
a month.
Trip.
Yeah.
Road trip.
We should do a joint podcast there.
Is it? Oh my god.
Oh, that
oh
would
my
be
god.
So
yeah.
fun.
Oh my god. Default drink.
We've talked about that. Yeah.
Default drink.
What's your default drink?
Oh my god. We need
my
ball
God.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
We can set this up.
What is it like the is it a Saturday?
It's actually a pretty crazy show.
Okay.
The way I got into it, it was people pleasing actually is how I started
okay.
comedy. seriously, I'm not even joking. Like this is true. This is all true. I was at his bar one night and Ryan who owns it is a very good lifelong friend of mine. I've known for like he's another one 20 plus year friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I must
butthole
not be that
flaps.
Big. I'm yeah, butthole flaps. Yeah. See? You know. That was he gets mad because we always just a little inside joke there. Their Corkscrew is a sponsor of ours, and we usually give a code word every month. We try to, and the code
so
word you
discount.
Give this yeah to get a discount is, and we don't tell them what it is. So the last couple months ago was butthole flaps,
or like I want to speak with yeah. the manager is one of the code phrases.
Oh my
phrases.
God!
Yeah, and he hates it. He hates it because people will be like, what? He's like, what's the code word? I'm like, you'll find out. He goes, fuck you. Fuck you. So I was at his bar one night, and it was a Friday night, and it was just me and him drinking there. And he said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was like, I don't know. It's Saturday. I got nothing. And he goes, do you want to host a comedy show? And I was like, sure, if you need me to.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you'll be fine. You'll do great. You'll do fine. I've never done it before. Didn't have a damn thing written. I didn't know. You don't know. When you start this thing, you don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that you just get up and start talking, right?
Sure.
So I thought, yeah, well, how hard is this going to be? I'm
this
funny.
This is how you started doing comedy?
Yeah. This
Holy
is,
shit.
Oh, no, this is how I started comedy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like I'd always joked. Like, I love karaoke. Like, yeah. I loved doing karaoke.
Oh, you have to come do karaoke with us before I leave.
I can, all right, we can do that.
Galaxy. We'll talk about this after.
I love, I've done karaoke in 14 different states.
I was going to say, Asia Town here has amazing, like, if you've been to Galaxy
really?
Yet. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you should come with
Galaxy
us.
Galaxy Karaoke, you're our sponsor now because we're saying that you are. So,
see?
Galaxy
Karaoke.
Yeah,
exactly. There you go.
Exactly, yeah.
Send them a message like, hey, we talked about you on
the
show.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
That's great.
Yeah, we're your
can we get
sponsor
your logo?
Now. Yeah, absolutely.
And then it rolls.
I love this.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, you can do it tomorrow. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, I have no idea. And I didn't know what questions to ask, who's coming, what's the format, blah, blah. Probably the worst experience of my life. Probably. But I kept doing it because I had so much fun. But it was literally like those shows, and this isn't bragging, but Brett Thomas, who's one of my favorite guys.
Love him.
He came down and he could not believe. I told him, I said, it's a good size show. And he goes, okay. And he's expecting like 20
people.
It's over 120 people.
So wait, people come for the show, or
they
just
do dinner and a show, and we get about 100.
They pay to get in.
They pay for dinner, and then they get a ticket, and then they come over to the show.
Oh,
so the
it's
show's
in a separate room from. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha,
it's in
the
barn in the back.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Wow. But,
yeah, so that was my first comedy show.
Oh my God.
It was like 100 people, and I'm like, got
That's
up there,
so
and
great.
I'm like, yeah, I had shorts on and everything. I had no idea.
I wear shorts. I don't give a shit. Anybody who's like, because this is the new thing on like,
why is that?
I don't know. Because like somebody, okay. So on the Cleveland Akron Comedy Board, at least once a week now, we have like some new noob that's like, please give me advice on how to be a stand-up comic. And my favorite part is that the only people who give advice are the people who've been doing this like 3 months. Like,
yes.
3-month people. And but then Riley Nesbola came on and he was like, yeah, as long as you don't wear shorts. And I'm like, fuck you, I wear shorts. I look hot as shit. And Dylan Lusk is like, yeah, I wear shorts too. And then someone, Jeremy posted the ankles of comedy and he used to take pictures of people in shorts all the time. And it was
amazing.
Just people's ankles while they were doing stand-up.
Oh my
but
God.
I still don't know. Like, I mean, I think it's a man versus woman thing and the kind of shorts you, I think it's very like subjective.
It should depend on the venue.
Exactly.
Like if you're on a cruise ship, I mean, even those, like I know a couple cruise ship comedians. They're like, I wear pants and
cargo shorts.
They,
it's a floating Red State cruise ship. So
I
don't
understand.
Have to give a shit about.
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand.
Yeah, no, I don't either. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm glad we agree.
No, absolutely.
To, like,
no, I totally
is,
agree.
I don't think
it's
shorts
stupid.
Should matter. Yeah, I agree.
Because I'm standing
shorts.
At, yeah. Because I'm in this barn every in the summer,
yeah.
And like it does.
It's,
hot. It's a nice barn. It's like a dad barn. It's nice. It's like. Air conditioning and bar and all.
There.
It's
every
bar
time
and everything.
Guys, honestly, every time you guys talk about their steaksy food and chops, I'm like,
yeah, it's a it's
steak.
A fun show.
Yeah.
It's a really fun show.
We should totally do this.
Yeah, we should do it.
But yeah, we. I was thinking about
Tell
trying
us
to set
the next
up a live.
And we'll go.
Okay, it's Saturday.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Shit, I don't want to go anything Saturday.
No.
Fucking do it.
Yeah,
yes,
come on
Saturday.
Down.
Woo,
yeah.
We're doing it.
Yes. Come on
it.
Down.
Sweet. All right. All
right. And if you bring some material, maybe I'll let you go up and do 5. You know, I think Dan. Well, this is going to air in a few weeks,
like
so it doesn't matter.
Months, yeah,
but anyways. But yeah, if you want to come down, you guys should come down.
Yay!
Be fun.
You guys, okay, when fun. You get this in 2 months, he'll probably, I'm sure he'll still be doing this, so please go to Corkscrew School. And is it the third Saturday of every month?
No, it just depends.
It's just a random Saturday?
Yeah,
okay.
Like there's a big show coming up in August that's pretty big. That's I can't announce it yet, but
okay.
I'm not even going to be there.
Sweet.
But yeah.
Oh, well, lame.
It's not around my schedule, that's for
okay.
sure. But yeah, no, so I host that every month, but that's how I got into it. It's basically like, he's like, come and do this. And then I freaked out the whole night. I'm like, why did I say yes? Why did I say yes?
What am I doing?
What am I doing?
People pleasing.
And then the whole day I tried to write jokes. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, this will be fine. This is easy.
Yeah.
I just have to get up, host. And I didn't realize I had to tell jokes for like 10 minutes and I'd never told comedy before. So it was a fucking train wreck.
Aww.
Yeah, the comedian on there, he wrote a very nasty email about me. I don't remember his name.
Okay.
This is, I honestly don't remember
I'll
his name.
I'll bleep it up.
No, I don't even remember. I don't remember. But like the other comedians were like, you were fine. It was fine. I was like, I've never, and they're like, yeah, you were okay. You were cool. But the one guy's like, it was the most horrible thing ever.
What the fuck?
Somebody wrote a comment, you don't let the waiters host here. I'm like, I'm not a waiter. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No,
now I'm so excited.
When you get hate mail and stuff, it's the worst. Like, when people say mean
apron.
Stuff about you,
or
yeah,
does
it's...
that mean you're succeeding? If your first time doing comedy in front of 100 people, you get hate mail?
Yeah.
You stirred some shit up that early?
You
I think that's
up.
Success.
I was the guy, and I will say it, he in the email, he wrote this to the email. He said, I was worse than a back alley abortion.
Oh my God.
That guy sounds like a hack comic, to be honest.
Yeah, he's an asshole. So, but I was like, I'm going to do this again.
Yeah, shit.
I'm coming back.
See, okay, that's my favorite story because I feel like everybody else who I've interviewed on here, I'm like, how'd you become a comic? They're like, oh, and this is what I did. Oh, I went to Dave Schwenson's showcase at the Improv and I got like a standing O and it went so well that I was like, fuck, I might as well do this again because that's what fucking happened to me. And I love like that your story is like, no, it was terrible.
Oh, it's the worst thing ever. Like,
I will still keep going back and doing this.
I can still remember the jokes I told, the night it was, what the lights looked like, the people in the room, and it was...
Did you write it on the fly?
Yeah, I wrote like three or four jokes on the fly, and then I remember the first joke I told him, it worked, and I thought I had it. It was the worst thing ever. It was like
can
a trap.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Woo. It was right when Trump was running for president.
Okay.
And I basically got up there and I said, hey, you know, this is my first night doing this ever. You know, and everyone starts clapping, whatever. And I go, well, I figured that idiot can run for president, so anybody can get in front of a mic, right?
Ah!
They laughed.
Medina. They laughed. In Medina.
And I was like,
if you can do that in Medina. Yeah.
And then that feeling came over where I'm like, I'm making all these people happy. Oh, so the ultimate people pleaser in me came out because I'm like, I'm making everybody happy.
Isn't it addictive?
Yeah. And then it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know you're not supposed to drink. Like,
oh, really? Yeah. I've never not drank when I hosted.
Like when you're host, like it was my first time.
Oh, I get wasted every time I host.
But you know the comics. I don't know these comics. These guys come in from out of town and I don't know any of them. So like
was your first time.
Oh God, yeah.
So
I got up there and I'm like, everyone having a great night. Like, and it was like, oh yeah, it was like I'm getting the douche chills right now. Like I can feel them. Like, yeah. Like I'm like, ugh.
And a goosebumps, yeah. And douche chills.
Like that moment comes along where you're like, all of a sudden you're sitting there eating breakfast, and all of a sudden, oh God, that why did that happen 10 years ago? You know that thing.
But see, here's the thing. I don't know. I mean, Jordan and I have been doing this a while. I think we can both attest. Sure. I didn't see it. But I guarantee it was nothing worse than anything we've ever seen as far as, like, a host is concerned.
No, actually, I like going to shows in Cleveland because sometimes I'm like, okay.
You feel better about yourself! That's
I know that
thing.
Sounds bad, but I'm like,
well,
okay.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like, so
I've been
knew,
to some doozies for sure.
I knew I had a shot in L.A., and I knew that I wanted to go to L.A. because I went to, there's this place called Flappers, and they have open mics 7 nights a week out in Burbank. And I went there back in April and went there one night, granted. But it was a Friday night, so I felt like, okay, we're going to get... First of all, 98 people showed up. So they only draw from a pitcher 30 people to go on stage. So I didn't even get drawn to go on. But if this is any sort of sample size of LA, three people were good. 5 people were serviceable. The rest were fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm
sure.
Not even saying like, I'm saying from what I've seen in Cleveland from the last 2 years, these people were worse. Like they were way bad. Like, way bad. And I was like, oh, well, shit. If this is my competition.
Yeah,
I also
fine.
Feel like people who are like all like in LA, they don't have the grit and the and the like, oh, this fucking terrible thing happened to me just yesterday because I live in Cleveland and sometimes that happens. They don't have that backstory like driving their jokes.
Yep.
Because those are my favorite jokes where it's like something shitty that happened and then you're like, you can like laugh at yourself because I love laughing at myself all
you
the time.
You have really great jokes from that perspective because you tell really like amazing stories about crazy shit that happens.
Yeah, just because really weird shit happens to me. I have terrible luck and all that stuff. Strangers come up and tell me their life stories and it's like a life curse for me. But I feel like if you're in LA, that might not be.
Well, that's it. One of the worst sets I heard was from this guy who looked like he was like a Leonardo DiCaprio Tom Brady hybrid.
Like a model, yeah.
Yeah. And he went up and he was like, so I did my 23andMe recently. Oh,
this one.
Oh. And I found out that I'm 16% West African. Guess which part's West African, ladies?
Ugh.
And he starts pointing at his crotch.
Douche
and
chills.
I've told this story 100 times, but it's so true. Every oof. But also, the silence that came from that audience was so strategic and intentional. Like, it was like everybody stopped breathing.
I love intentional
like, everybody
silence.
Held each other back, and they were like,
no.
Don't.
Don't blink. Don't breathe. Don't
smile.
Make a fucking sound. Just so you could really suck it. To that guy for how bad that fucking joke
how
was.
How
God.
African he really
yes,
was.
Yes, exactly. Everyone was just like, it was like the air got sucked out of the room and everyone just stopped. You couldn't hear anything else. And the guy was like, oh. Like he just realized what he had done.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Because you either see that or you see the best thing ever that I saw happen once. And I went to Rochester for a comedy award show. I signed up for it. It was some stupid... And that's where I met Aunt Morrow, who's a comedian in Cleveland.
No shit, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and we were up there, whatever. But anyways, this comedian, it was a talent money contest or whatever, right? And I had friends in Rochester, so I went up there to go see him, whatever. But I'm sharing this because your story is perfect, where that guy like totally bombed. Mm-hmm. This guy got up there, went up in shorts, And all the other comics are like, I can't believe this asshole's wearing shorts. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Right? Fucking shorts. I'm like, I know. He's not a big
this
deal.
Guy with the shorts.
In July.
I mean, it's hot.
It's 90 degrees out. Like, if the guy wants to wear shorts, who cares? Like, I'm like, let's see if he's funny. Like, who, you know, who cares what he's wearing?
Yeah.
So he gets up there, but he had loaded the room with all his family members. So he killed. His jokes were the worst. Right. Like, he's like, yeah, man, I was talking to my dick today. And I'm like, oh, God. Yeah.
Ew.
So it's like stuff like it was total bro comedy, right?
Yeah.
And he went on to, like, win the next three or four rounds. But then he lost immediately because you could tell when his friends, because we all have that. When you start doing comedy, everyone's like, I want to come see you. I want to come 100%. See you. And then 6 months in, everyone's like, ugh, again? Okay, yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're funny, Larry. Yep. That's fine. Okay, cool.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, I'm on a podcast. So like, yeah, I don't listen. Okay.
Our friend doesn't know how to listen to podcasts. You had to teach her how to listen to ours, and she still, and her boyfriend
I've had to show
is on
her.
One of the episodes, and she still doesn't know how to listen to
I've had
it.
To show her like five
yes,
times.
Yes, and she's still, she's like, I want to listen to his episode. And I was like, you don't know
where,
how to listen to
wait,
podcasts.
Where do I go?
Yeah.
Don't, someone, don't yeah. do
are
this.
Are you on YouTube? I'm like, yes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I'm on Google. Yes.
The Google.
Just Google. All right,
Larry. So anyway, this guy.
So he, so you could tell when he lost, though, and, yeah. or you could tell when his friends stopped coming because he lost immediately. And I yep. messaged the guy who was running the contest. I became friends with him over the time. And he was like, Larry, I wish you would have been here. It was the most brutal night ever. Like, he went up there and he did the same set that has been killing for the past 3 months. Aww. And he got up there and it was, up. And he goes, it was like
his
a peeps pin.
Were gone.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Once your support system's gone.
That's something I see. Have you ever done Funny Stop?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's something I see at Funny Stop all the time. Because that first round, someone will bring all their family members and their best friends who will also almost always talk through everybody else's
sets. Oh, it's bullshit.
What I love is the last time this happened. No, the last time this happened, there was a table of like 8 women who talked through everybody's sets. Mm-hmm. And like even the host was just like, hey, can you not? And they were just like, fuck you. We're going to do what we want. Their friend went up and they talked through her entire set too. And I was like, what?
Nice.
And so she didn't even make it on to the next round because they didn't even give a fuck about her
absolutely,
set either.
Yeah.
But yes, to that point, one of the first times I ever went to Funny Stop, this man went up on stage with like an aerosol can and he was wearing like, you know, like just, I don't know, a cabbie hat. And he starts talking about how like this girl and he were riding around in a cab. And then she apparently had lactose intolerance, so she kept, like, breaking wind. And then, like, at the end of the night, his punchline for this whole setup of 5 minutes was to, like, spray her with this, like, potpourri, like, this air, like, Febreze or whatever, and be like, get your stank ass out the car. And, of course, all his family was like, yeah, like, woo! Yeah, and he's just, like, he's spraying it, like, on stage. And I'm like, that was what we waited 5 minutes
that was
for,
his closer?
Like, the whole setup. And he made it on to the next round.
Of course
and
he
I
did.
Remember just my head exploding.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, really? You just brought a can of Glade, and that was your punchline?
Because the world is a cruel, cruel mistress, and she does not care.
Take note, people who are thinking about doing stand-up. This is the kind of shit.
I got on a benefit show my third month into comedy at the Funny Stop because I can't say no to anybody. He's like, hey, I'd love to put you on. And I was like,
Pete?
Yeah, no, Sean Boyd. He's a comedian out of Akron, and he does a suicide prevention thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sean's awesome. Yeah. Sean's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Like, he was one of the, after my...
I'm sure we're friends on Facebook. I just don't know if I've met him or not yet. Okay.
Like, Mike Ivey was the second comedian.
I like Mike Ivey.
Yeah, he was the second show I did, which was way better, where I wore, like, a nice shirt and pants, and I looked like an adult. Yeah. Yeah. But I met Sean, and he was like, hey, you should come on this show. And I'm like, and my girlfriend's like, no. Like, you are not ready. And I'm like, absolutely, I'd love to. Like, I didn't want to say no.
Yeah,
he's so happy. And I'm like, I'm happy. And I'm like, we're all happy. And then he leaves, and she's like, "You, what did you just do?
Why
and I'm
are you
like,
doing this?
I don't know. She goes, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. So I just, I went up, I wrote some new stuff. And I had fun. I had a great time doing it, but it was like, it was fun. But yeah, it's one of those moments. I just can't say no.
Yeah.
I just can't say no.
And I mean, like, so are you figuring out, like, when your brain switches from, like, I don't give a fuck what you think to, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a part in my brain now where I take a step back before I make any decision.
Okay.
So it's like, are you going, the 5 minutes.
Do you want
to
do
when you
this?
Walk away from this, are you going to do what you always do? Where you're like, oh, God, I didn't want to do that.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know if that's simmed with you or...
Yeah.
Like
no, and that's what Josh Meyer was saying. Like, he has this helpful thing where he's, like, instinctively, out of his mouth, as he's saying, it'll be like, I'll help you change your tire, man. And as he's saying, he's like... fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Like, I didn't want to like help people. But, oh yeah. Like, no, that does it.
Constant.
But he says he does it for everybody, and it sounds like for you, there's like a switch where it's like I don't necessarily care.
Yeah, that's
what
why it's weird.
Think versus, yeah.
Yeah,
like I want you to like me, sort of thing.
Yeah, like Jordan and I. Like I want to help him out a lot, and then I got to know him, and now I'm like,
nah, fuck you,
I don't really
buddy.
Care. Yeah, exactly.
<Don't
get>
fired.
And we're all fired. Yeah.
Yes.
We're all fired today.
Goodbye.
That's fine. I'll have a new theme song for you.
Drinks been, with Jordan.
We've been fired.
We're the outcasts.
All right. So with your kids, though, are you pretty disciplinarian?
No, not at all.
Really?
Oh, no. I'm the okay. I'm the fun dad.
You're
yeah.
the fun dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that's a result of the divorce or?
No, it's, I think it's the way I am.
Okay.
Just who I was raised. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't, I'm not a big fan of any type of responsibility.
Kids are like, it's drinks with Blair.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
They know 8 and 9 drinks with Blair.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's like, oh, you're doing comedy now. I'm like, yeah, they're like, cool, go have fun. You know, and I'm like, what are you gonna do? They're like, I don't know, play video games. I'm like, okay.
Blair's like, shit.
I'm like, do you have homework? I've never seen you do homework.
Now that I think about it.
You have rules.
Yeah, or they're like, or I always try to talk them out of like packing lunches because then I have to pack the lunch. And I'm like, do you guys really, come on, what's for lunch tomorrow for school? They're like,
here's
Dad, we hate meatloaf. I'm like, just try it. It'd be great. I'm like, you can get like a how about if I buy you a cosmic brownie from the gas station on the way to work? Is that cool? And they're like, Dad, and then this one joke, it's not even a joke, this is real, but like they came home one day and opened my refrigerator and there was food in it. They're like, yeah. We're not going to starve. Like,
you know, so like, actually said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you get them? How often do you get them?
Every other weekend.
Every other weekend.
Yeah, once a week and every other weekend. Okay. So, but they love it. I mean, it's fun. It's like kind of like hanging out, dad. You know. And I don't want to be like that. Hey, yeah, I'm the cool dad. The white tennis
cool
shoe
dad.
Socks up to my knees. Type
I just
guy,
think
you know?
About the episode of South Park when Randy Marsh shows up with an earring,
yeah,
a convertible.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm not that cool dad. I'm still like, hey, you need to knock that off. You know, I'm gonna get upset here in a minute.
Yeah,
yeah. But they're like, hey, can I do this? I'm like, okay. They're like,
can I get a tattoo?
Yeah, they're eating candy. And like, I'm like, where did you get candy? They're like, oh, we have a whole bag upstairs. And I was like, and instead the normal parent would be like, where's that bag at? Give it to me. And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't see that.
Does it seem like it goes pretty well, though, like with your
ex
and all that stuff?
I'm oh,
like,
yeah.
She's
yeah,
not
yeah.
yelling at
no,
you
she's
like,
very,
why are
she's
they
very,
doing this?
She's, oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
The bedtimes.
Okay.
That's the big thing. She's okay. Very, very like regimented schedule.
Bedtimes?
I'm not at all.
Okay.
Like, and that's why I'm in sales and all this stuff. Like, I
they
don't
seem like they're old enough at least to be able to figure out when they can get away with shit with you.
I think
they
had to because
yeah.
I wasn't really good at it.
Okay.
Like clothing them. Like, this sounds bad.
They
but
wear shorts
like,
all the time.
Like, no. I, all right, if
like,
anyone,
we gotta help
yeah,
dad
if any,
out a
if any, if any, if any, if any child services, I do clean and feed them.
I do feed my children.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. But I take care of them. I love them. I buy them whatever they want. It's great. And maybe that is from the divorce too. Like, I don't want them to feel like, you know, I'm not part of them, but. Yeah, no, I'm pretty laid back.
Yeah.
That's another boundary I have to work on too, is I have to be more of the adult.
Assertive dad.
Yeah. I don't like doing that though.
I mean, it's Jordan's doing the jerk off.
My parents were never assertive and I think I turned out okay.
No, you seem fine. I mean, all things considered, because we were just talking to Jordan about this, the fact that like, if your parents were completely out of the equation, you'd probably be a piece of shit. And the fact that they were around enough makes you like a functional human being and they have to set some limits and boundaries. It's very rare that someone like a set of parents doesn't set limits and boundaries, and the person still grows up to be like a functional, normal adult that can function in society.
Yeah.
Like, that's usually the kind of parents that are like, yeah, just do whatever you want, sweetie, are like, those are the pieces.
Like, they
of
might
shit.
Become like a very free spirited, like creative
they're
person.
They're not very disciplining their own children.
But they're, as far as just like functioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we were allowed to swear as kids.
Oh, see, yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
I was just telling Jordan,
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, that's
even
what I heard. I was laughing
mom.
At that story. I'm like, oh my God. Like, there's a video of me as a 4-year old where my mom has me on tape where I'm like, I have my hands. I'm like, because the one thing we had to do was we were Catholic, so we had to go to church. And I went to Catholic school for 10 years, and then I got out and I listened to another episode about the guy with the Catholic thing, and I was like, oh God, yeah, that was me. Like that seems to be a lot of people. But I went there and I was like, I'd always be like, hey mom, I'm a good bishop, and I'd be like praying, and then on the video, and then I'm like flicking her off. I'm like, I'm a bad bishop, you know. And it's like, so I think I've always been trying to make people laugh and trying to make people happy, but. I didn't have a lot of rules growing up.
I feel like
so.
There's a huge, and this is just my experience, I have a lot of personal conflict because as someone who likes to make people happy and not offend, I feel like I have to get to a point of like drunkenness or highness or whatever where I'm just like, fuck it, I'm just going
to
say it because
be
that's
real.
What ends up being funny.
Yeah.
But I have to push myself because
exactly.
ultimately... When
total
I'm still
Miss
going,
Maisel syndrome.
When I'm still going by, like, yes. When I'm still going by, like, the mental constraints of, like, yes. Like, like it's the 1950s and I have carriage and like, yeah, I can't say certain
fuck
things.
Fuck face pearls.
But then the things that I end up saying, like.
Is she talking out of line?
Exactly. Eight times out of ten when I say stuff that I would never say, like yeah. ordinarily, that gets a way bigger laugh.
Of course.
And so I feel like. Because
you're shocking people.
As a comic, it is a huge like dichotomy struggle to between like. Yeah, I want to make people happy, but ultimately, like, the thing that I'm going to say that's going to piss them off is probably going to make people laugh the hardest. Now, you know what I mean?
Do you like telling more jokes like that? Like,
so, okay, we're talking about hosting.
Yeah, because you host a lot.
Yes. So I have the regimented, like, set that I do, and I'm pretty good about tailoring it according to, like, oh, I'm doing this set in Madison, Painesville, Ohio. Yep. I can't tell Trump jokes. Versus, like, I can say whatever I want in front of, like, a Lakewood crowd or for, like, a downtown mm-hmm. crowd or, you know, something like that. But when I get super wasted and I'm hosting, I can keep coming up and coming up and coming up. And I get progressively more drunk as I come up each time as I host. And so by the end of the night, especially if I'm hosting at Funny Stop and there's like 30 comics, I will just straight up go up and just be like, one of my favorite things that I ever did off the cuff was this comic who I love from Youngstown, Matt Liller. He hardly ever goes out. He went up and he tried to do a joke about the Golden Girls and how he had a dream that Bea Arthur was sucking his dick. And Pete comes over the mic and he's like, no, you can't say that.
No.
Like, get off the stage. So I just went back up on stage immediately after him. And I was like, tonight I'm going to be having a wet dream. And Bea Arthur's going to be eating me out. And just as I'm about to come, I'm just going to hear Pete go, no, get off the stage. And Pete, I thought, was going to piss himself. He was laughing so hard. And that's it. Like, I just, like, I would normally never say that sober. Yeah. But, like, drunk, I just don't even think about it. You know what I mean? And that got a bigger reaction.
Absolutely.
Than, yeah. So I don't know if you ever struggle with that at all as a comedian. Or
No, because that's how my girlfriend and I met.
Okay.
I was always getting in trouble at work. She was the RHR director.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's the best story I've ever heard.
So they had to put me near her because I was like, oh, yeah. Like, but I work in printing. So, like, there's a fine line. Like, it's not corporate America,
that's
but,
so
like,
great.
Oh, no.
What
I'm,
the hell?
Yeah, I remember the one
it's
of the first times.
From
we,
HR.
Exactly. Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
And it's, No, I think I remember one of the times, I'll never forget this. She's like, do you remember that day you walked into work and you were like, everybody, it's steak and blowjob day. And she's like, get the fuck in my office. I'm like, what is the problem? You're very uptight. And she's like, you cannot walk around like that. So apparently that was what allured her to me.
She was like, this guy's a loose cannon.
This
I
is
like
the
it.
Problem. Yes. So, okay. Ramon Rivas talks about the fact that, this is something that I somewhat see the merit in his point of with the whole Me Too thing with women talking about like, if I say no to you, just leave me the fuck alone.
Sure.
But then he tells this whole story about how so many people he knows who are like married or like long-term partners and have kids together and are perfectly happy was because he kept pursuing her after like 6 months.
But that's how it works.
And then he's like, well, I mean, if I had just given up because the Me Too movement says I need to say no means no, you know what I mean? Mm. And I'm not talking about physical assault.
There's a fine line.
I'm not talking about physical assault. I'm talking about like just the pursuit of like, no, but like, let's go get a drink or let's go get a beer.
I think it's if there's no reciprocation.
Yeah.
That's when you stop. For example, I know someone on the show has been getting nonstop texts every week from some creep on Facebook. So
this is true.
That's
and
a
I've
Me
never
Too
responded
moment.
Once. Yeah,
yeah,
I've never
that's
responded
a Me Too
once.
Moment.
It's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between like someone like continuing to pursue someone like especially if it's like
with
a flirty way.
Yeah,
yeah like I've said inappropriate things to people and I have apologized to them profusely.
Yeah.
But it's never been like, "Hey, enjoy your drink." And
but it's also like, what are you
saying? Just don't break eye contact.
Yeah, like
but I think
staring,
it's
like
the content of what they're saying when they're pursuing the person.
Yeah. Because I mean, but he did make a point to like, you know, this guy, like they hooked up and she was like, I don't want anything right now. And he was like, cool. And then like he waited 3 weeks and was like, hey, you want to hang out sometime? And she was like, nah. And then like he asked her 3 weeks later, you want to hang out sometime? And she was like, okay. And they hooked up again. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't consider that Me Too.
Yeah, and that well, I think that's trying to find.
It scares
that's,
people.
That's
though.
Just like
yeah, it tries to it oh, yeah. try to find that balance between like repeatedly, you know, being perseverant,
sure,
versus being like creepy stalker.
Well, that's why
like,
we have a segment on our show called Creep of the Week.
Do you really?
Yeah, and we dropped off a little bit because remember when it was all just
really
well because
that.
It was all coming out like every week we had it. There was a new guy,
a new person.
So we started. We had a theme song.
You
we were singing
up.
It. Yeah, we
really?
Were singing it. We're like, it's the Creep of the Week. Yeah, it's like yeah. But we would talk about that, and it was like, and it was, you know, it was from a guy's perspective, which is difficult because it sounds like you know, we always joke about like we're always like the women come on and they're like, oh, look, well, the mansplaining to us. So we always try to avoid that because.
Sure.
Like, as I'm mansplaining to you right now about mansplaining, Aaron. I just caught myself. I'm sorry.
We were yelling at Aaron, like, I don't know what the fuck you were talking about with menstruation and, like, all this shit. Like,
he was talking about making beer out of vagina cheese. I don't know what. Yeah.
And, like, his mother was like, please don't tell us how our bodies
work. I don't
work.
Like that I know what that meant.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a visual I don't want. And
I don't even actually want that. Yeah, I have possessive vagina, and I don't want to think about eating anything that comes out
but
of it.
But you're right. We talk about that because it's one of those things like, you know, where is the line?
Yeah.
But I think the what we've come up with basically with the Me Too is that, you know, it's a pretty dramatic line.
Sure.
Like, you know, roofying women and taking them home is wrong. Now, what was the one argument we had? The recent guy, who was just I can't remember his name, but there was a recent celebrity, and he was showing himself to people. Or he was like being lewd or something. And we were kind of like, I don't know if that's really.
Celebrity?
Yeah, it was a celebrity. I can't think of who it was. But it wasn't like Louis C.K.
Okay.
That was like inappropriate. We're like, that's over the line. Yeah, but there was another one and we were like, oh, I don't know if that's.
Because it wasn't the same context.
Yeah, it wasn't like as bad. But then again, someone got offended and upset. So it's like, you have to take that into account too. So you have to be realistic about it.
So the guy was like flashing women?
Yeah, I can't remember who it was. It was something. Oh, no, it was. It was Morgan Freeman where he was talking about the butts and stuff.
He's grabbing butts and stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All that.
Which is weird. And it's not trying to defend him because once they're done, they're done. Like, that's it, right?
Don't so grab there's no. Butts.
Yeah, you don't grab people.
Don't
like, that's,
grab people.
That's our number
but
one rule.
Is,
yeah.
That's the problem, is I think there needs to be an understanding of the spectrum of like grabbing butts versus whipping your dick out and jerking it in front
of
people. Those are very different things.
That's like, inappropriate.
Yeah, like, I'd be way more offended at jerking off in front of me than someone just smacking my ass. You know what I mean? I'd be like, don't fucking smack my ass. But I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm scarred for life because someone smacked my ass.
What
you know
scared
what I mean?
Me the most was I hear all these stories now, and I'm like, I can't believe this shit's been happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what's bothering me.
Right.
That's what's really bothering. Like, this shit at the clubs, like, my girlfriend will tell me, she's like, oh, yeah, guys will just grab me. And I'm like, what?
See, and I think that's where I come from, is like I'm more, a little bit more old school because I'm older, that I'm used to the whole concept of like, people have been grabbing and smacking and grinding on my ass for 20 years. Like, this is not weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying, but it's also not like in my definition of assault, because I have friends that have been like actually assaulted. So it's very hard for me to be like, oh, I've been assaulted. No, he's just some fucking douchebag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's
I mean, I disagree, but I get what you're saying.
Chill about, like, I'm not saying everybody should. I'm just saying that's where my mentality comes from, is like,
yeah,
these are dudes. These are how they are. This is just life. You know what I mean? Like, I think
but that's where the problem started.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like boys will be boys.
You actually just found the roots of Me Too.
Stop.
Yeah. That's
no, you need to fucking stop, like, making this acceptable behavior. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. But when we start being like, we need to ruin everyone's careers who has ever, like, bumped up on
if they
my
deserve
ass
it.
Ever.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's, yeah. But if they deserve it, they deserve it.
A little.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like, levels of severity, whether or not, but I think it's, there's a lot of levels that are within the bubble of.
Right.
But that's like anything.
Harassment.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know.
There's levels of everything. And it's
yeah, exactly.
It is also, you need to know what that level is and where that boundary is.
I mean, even, like, last time I went out dancing, this, like, creepy guy. Like, he was clearly drunk.
Yeah.
I was drunk, but not, like, quite on that level. Sorry. He, like, came up, kept, like, coming up, like, grinding on me, and I literally was pushing him away, like, no, I'm good. Like, I was, like, just with my friends,
that's
like, having
the
a good
sign.
Time. And he kept, like, he was, like, not even behind me. He was, like, just, like, humping my side, basically, and I was, like,
okay.
I'm gonna punch you. Like,
okay.
Get your gut out of my out of my space. Like, you're not gonna like what happens next.
No, I
and then
yeah.
like my friend had to, like, one of my guy friends literally had to, like, step in between us and be like, bye, like,
wow.
And then he walked away. But, like, to me, that was just like a very, like, very aggressive behavior that obviously I didn't, like, like, and it's, you know, a form of sexual harassment. Was I scarred for life from it? No, because one, because that's so normal for, like,
but that's shitty.
Just as a girl, like, that was, like, a normal situation. Like, I'm like, oh, another one, whatever. but at the same time, you know, I don't, like, discount it as part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just obviously, like,
yeah, but you don't want to, just
thank
hopefully
God he didn't roofie me earlier.
Well, hopefully
you know?
The next generation comes up and they're like, hey, this is wrong. We shouldn't be touching people.
Right. It just needs to be like, don't be an asshole.
That's what I worry about.
I think guys should think of it. Would you want, I should say, I mean, I don't
want, I know where you're going with
I don't want to make the assumption that it's mostly straight men
right.
that that do sexual harassing. I don't want to make that assumption because I don't know.
It's just percentage wise. It's unfortunately
men.
Yeah.
It's men, but like shitty. Specifically for like straight men. If they're ever questioning, like, what's over the line? Would you want another man to do that to you?
Yeah.
Well, the problem
that
is...
That might settle it for you.
Well, another good thing is, if you're saying, is this over the line, 9 times out of 10...
It probably is, if you have to
I'm
guess.
Over the line, yes. Yeah. I think
you
that's
even
good
have
with,
to ask the question.
If that's
yeah.
any... I'll give a piece of advice.
Yeah.
Anything in life...
Like,
if
when
you
people
are
like, is this too good to be true? It probably is kind
Did
of
Did I drink too much? Yes.
Yeah.
If
exactly.
you are questioning anything, pretty
yeah.
much you are...
Mm-hmm. You're already in that stage.
Yeah.
That's what I always think about. I know how drunk I am because it's literally the opposite. When I have the moment where I'm like, I'm fine. Then I'm like, oh, I am not yeah, fine.
I do that like, too. I'm like, I'm totally fine. They're like, yeah. you're sleeping at the bar. I'm like,
yeah.
okay.
The second in my brain where yeah. I'm like, I'm fine. That's when immediately there's the other part goes, nope, nope, yep. nope. You're not fine.
I know one who.
Alert.
I know someone who constantly says, I'm not an alcoholic, but.
Yeah.
But. And I'm always
like,
it's like,
I'm not a racist, but.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not racist.
I'm not
but.
Racist, but. And sure. it always follows up in the N-word yeah. being used at some point. Like, that's never
yeah.
a good way to end things.
Yeah.
Hey, where can we find Drinks with Larry on social media?
Oh, we're all over the place.
Let's,
we
let's
are.
Hear it.
It's Drinks with Larry. And it's on, I'm sorry, just
my, go on the interwebs.
My, yeah, just Google it.
Yeah, Google.
Because I Google it 10 times a day just to keep it up there. And but it's Twitter, Drinks with Larry, Facebook, Drinks with Larry, Patreon, Drinks with Larry, YouTube, hopefully
Look
soon,
you,
Drinks with Larry,
doing
yeah,
it, man.
LinkedIn, Drinks, no, I'm kidding.
Holy shit, Grindr,
you
drinks
in a wine
Larry.
Glass?
Very, yeah, Plenty of Fish, Drinks with Larry, Tinder, Drinks with Larry. No, we're pretty much
Swinder.
Everywhere. So we and then follow us on Twitter, and we'll follow you back. And you know, if you're a comedian, you know, reach out to us, and we'll get you on. Love to, like here I am. People pleasing, you know, I'm going to regret this. Instantly.
I
want to
be on before I leave.
Absolutely. We have to have you on.
We have to meet him. And you and me would actually be really fun because there's
oh,
like
yeah.
a group of like.
Oh, it'd be cool.
It's so fun. You have to listen to the episodes.
Yeah,
I know.
A,
I'm like actually excited.
We have a good time.
See, I'm just a huge fan of like random chaos and like silliness. And that's just all it is. It's just a bunch of people
we
yelling.
We tried to plan it.
Yeah.
And we tried to schedule
you guys just,
it.
You guys drink though during. Like,
we used to, but not,
oh,
not
really?
Much anymore. No,
okay.
because it got like.
It dry with Larry.
Yeah, because now we're just. Because it got too much. Like you were just. Just drinking too much, then
yeah.
then people motions.
No one could get home.
Nobody
and,
could go
yeah.
home. Was, yeah,
I understand.
But it was basically like, but we try to take notes and we try to keep it professional. But you know, like it's
it
fun.
Still works
yeah.
with
yeah.
as many people. I think it really works.
Yeah, for sure.
Gigi, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at ggchick, g.g.chick.
You can find me at epicfall, EPICFAUL on Instagram and Twitter. I want to give a shout out to Pete Milk for doing our recording and production. And I want to thank Above Below Entertainment. Larry Courtney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
here.
Thank you.
Super
that was a fun one.
Fun.
This was fun.
I like kind of doing the
time.
Battle of the Network Stars all having each other on our, our episodes here.
We're just pounding our chests.
I
like,
know, like rah.
Well, we love our little sister show. So,
yeah. Yay, we're little sisters. Okay, love you. Bye.